As Wade Bransky with the chief organizer's report, Gorsuch like mother like son. All heck seem to be breaking loose in Washington. The FBI says they're investigating collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians, and that there's no evidence that the Trump claim that Obama tapped his phones is true. In another hearing room, Neil Gorsuch was being queried about a job as Supreme Court Justice and claiming he was above politics. More disturbing to me in some ways is reading a piece in High Country News reprising his mother's controversial stint and resignation as director of the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, under President Ronald Reagan. Her mission was search and destroy at the EPA, much like that of Scott Pruitt, the former Oklahoma Attorney General, who has sued the agency more than a dozen times then and is now the newly confirmed Department Secretary. Both of them have beaten the drums on department overreach and the need to cut the budget and the staff and push more regulation or lack of it back to the states. Pruitt reportedly has already had to learn to be careful what he asked for and scurried unsuccessfully over to the White House to see if he could limit the budget reduction at the EPA to only $1 billion, down to $7 billion. The White House instead responded by taking the EPA number down to $5.7 billion. And Gorsuch Burford had been a firebrand Republican Colorado State Senator before being raised up to a post in Washington to try and dismantle the EPA. Reading the article, it all floods back into memory of the hard times of the 1980s under Reagan. Gorsuch was the administrator of the Superfund program created by the EPA and Congress in the wake of the Love Canal, which, as many remember, was built to devastating effect on top of toxic waste. Gorsuch's administrative underreach was her undoing. As High Country News reported, at a defunct chemical waste processing facility in Indiana, Gorsuch's EPA allowed a company to pay only a third of the cost of cleaning up underground pollution and granted it immunity from liability for underground waste. Accusations of mismanagement led to multiple congressional investigations, and the FBI also investigated the agency for shedding documents related to Superfund probes. Gorsuch herself was cited by Congress for contempt after refusing to turn over documents during the investigation. By Gorsuch's own admission, the resulting political meltdown paralyzed the agency, preventing it from getting any work done. Gorsuch resigned in 1983 after learning the Justice Department wouldn't defend her on the contempt charge. Neil Gorsuch has been reported as upset and confused by his mother's resignation as a teen and arguing for her to stand and fight. Judge Gorsuch has also been noted for his decisions pushing against the so-called administrative state, where agencies have acted to interpret congressional actions in accord with their regulatory authority, as well as his closeness to corporations and their interests. None of these judicial nominees do much besides dancing at hearings of the Judiciary Committee, and certainly the anger of a child is not the same as the maturity of an adult. But nonetheless, it's unsettling still because the child is still the father to the man, and there are way too many payback coincidences in Judge Gorsuch's current views that seem to flow directly from those seminal experiences in the 1980s. He may have learned how to get along better than his mother, but the views seem a little too close for comfort to me. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.